Ba'inein u'mechus ha'kipurim tzrichem tefillah la'kodesh avoloi la'truma. Ba'inein is a trashi shlo'nitna v'meisai. If one of your seven mishpachas was mace, so, and you didn't bury him yet. So even if you didn't touch the mace, your brother Rachmanos was nifta, and you didn't touch him, but since you're anointing, the locker is, you can't eat kachim. Tzrichem tefillah la'kodesh. Before you eat kachim, you have to go to the mikvah. Ma'ashen kein for truma you're allowed to. If you didn't touch the mace, you're not tummy, you'll not eat truma afterwards. Or mechus kippurim, could go in zav she tov liyem shvi. Somebody was a zav, and on the seventh day he went to the mikvah. The sfirosai, the hera shimshon, it came night time already. Ulumachros ukruyem mechus kippurim. At that night, the seventh day by night, or the eighth day, before he has to bring his kabbonis, it's called the mechus kippurim. That means he went to the mikvah already, even had hera shemish, just he didn't bring his kabbonis yet. Shadayin goma tarosun tliyem kabbonai. He's not completely 100% Torah yet until he brings his karbonos. So locker is tzrich and tefila liyaka shevi karbonoi imrotz alecho kodesh. Umar first time. Even after he brings his karbonos on that day, he remains with a din tumah on him until he goes to the mikvah another time. Mashen kein tichum, it's okay. Even my mechusa comes at night and harashem, he's not eat truma. He doesn't have any tumor on him, even though he has to bring a korban, or even after he brings the korban. So only a churmin kachim, in order to be able to eat kachim, you have to go to the mikvah again, even after you bring your kabbonis. And all this we'll see in the Gemara, and I'll explain the reasons why the Abana made these churmins by kachim over truma. So the Gemara, ba'koidesh my time aloy. And what's the reason of the ratio of the Mishnah? Again, the ratio of the Mishnah said a chiluk, that if you have two kelim that are tummy, you have a jar and a pot. So they get to truma, you're allowed to put the jar inside the pot and be table them together in the mikvah. Now, shenken by kachim, if you want to use this jar and pot, tea kachim in it, then you can't be table them one inside the other. But in more my time alone, what's wrong with putting both together? We're afraid the inside kli, its weight, will rub down hard against the bottom kli, and it'll make a chatzitza there that the water won't be able to come in there. Therefore, it's not called a good tefillah. Shrashi kveidoi shal kli apnimi, the weight of the inside kli, hamachbed alachitzim, will weigh down on the outside kli. Shemunach b'soich, it's resting inside it. Chaitzis v'fnei amayim will stop the water from getting in there. V'yein tefillah oylo loy lezeh v'lo lezeh. And v'meila, both kelim will remain tamei. V'lokam n'porich yihoche afilu trumanami. The Gemara is going to ask, if that's the real chashash, that you're afraid really the inside kli is touching the bottom kli, that the water cannot get there, so it's a real chatzitza mediraisa. So it shouldn't be good for trumer either. The Nahal Mishnah says it's only not good for kachim, but for trumer it is good. So see in the Gemara it's only a chash. No, it's not really that we're not really afraid of this. Because really there was water there before, so really we're not afraid of this. But we'll see in the Gemara. So first of all, I want to say that Rabbi Loi says the reason is because of chatzitza. For the Gemara, no. The next part of the Mishnah talks about Hilchas Chatzitza. What stops the water from getting in? Mashma, the Reish, the beginning of the Mishnah, is not talking about Hilchas Chatzitza. Where's the Raya? Tiktoni Seif, the next part of the Mishnah says, V'loi kemidas ha-kodesh midas ha-truma. That Hilchas Kodshim is different than Hilchas Truma. Sheba Kodesh, when you want to be table this napkin, this towel that you want to use for kachim, what you have to do is first matir. If there's any knot in the towel, you have to untie the knot. Now this for sure is Hilchas Chatzitza. What's wrong with having the knot in the towel? We're afraid if you have a knot in the towel, it will stop the water from getting in there. This is Hilchas Chatzitza. So the next part of the Mishnah says the Chumrah, that by kachim you have to be matbid of chatzitza, not have a knot in the towel, is matir, untie it, or menagiv, and dry it, well also there shouldn't be a chatzitza there, or matfil, and then be toiled with viachaka kosher, and then if you want to tie it back again, or vatruma, the Mishnah says, but you want to toivel this towel, just to be able to be used to with truma, then kosher, if you want to even make a knot like a tchila, viachaka matfil, and then be toiled. So that's the loch of the sefer of the Mishnah about Hilchas Chatzitza. So it's mashma that the Reish is talking about something else. So Mora says, no, I'll tell you, Reish of the sefer Mishum Chatzitza. That's not a kashma. True, the sefer talks about Hilchas Chatzitza, but maybe the Reish is also talking about Hilchas Chatzitza. They're both talking about shalos if the water won't touch the whole kli. Utsricha, I need both cases of the Mishnah. The Yashmin and Reisha, but would have just heard the Reisha with two kelim, one inside the other. Have a mina, I know time with Lakoidish Loi, Mishum Kredish Okli.
The yikur,
that's a very good reason. I would think for kachim were afraid that maybe the inside kli will be pressing down too hard on the outside kli, and it's a real chatzitza. No water will get there. So that's why for kachim were makbid, that's not called a good tefila. I will say for the lack of kvedish kli, but the safest time you have a towel that you have a knot in the kli, but there's no weight, there's nothing pressure pulling one to the other. I would think maybe even for kachim also there's nothing wrong with it. So what if there's a small knot there? Have you said about it? I'm not talking about a very tight knot that water can't get through it. We're talking about mistam, a little loose knot. So there's no pressure there, there's no weight there. So I would think there, even for kachim maybe it's good. So that's why I need this safer also. For the Gemara then, so good, just say the sefer, don't say the resha. No. The Yashmin sefer, I would just hear the sefer by the towel. Have a minayin of time of the Kurdish low. You know where I would think by kachim it's no good.